They answered me with something unintelligible to me. "I'm afraid I don't know what that is," I said. The little doctor thought a minute, then he said, "Well, let's call it a stasis shield. It is actually made of pure energy, fourth dimensional energy. When we lower this stasis shield around the wound, it stabilizes the blood flow, and also cuts off the sensation of pain." Their patient was stirring now and watching the healing team around him. Some of them were picking out pieces of debris from the accident out of the wound. Then two of them began making passes with their hands around his body at some distance away. They looked for all the world as if they were shooting invisible feathers down all around him. Then they repeated the process a little closer to the body. I watched with a little more understanding this time. They were smoothing down the layers of the aura around the body. I have seen healers in our metaphysical church down in Earth space doing the same thing. There they had smoothed down jangled energies, especially emotional energies that surrounded the body, without ever touching the body. "That's right," I heard telepathically. "This fellow was in a mine accident. Once we get the energies of the aura back in place, there will be a restoration of the pattern of the body in the aura. You see, not only did the accident in the mine injure his physical body, but the accident blasted holes in his aura as well. Now we will have a pattern that we can follow." At that, the little doctor picked up a small instrument that looked like a ballpoint pen. "This is a laser, but we are going to use it like a paintbrush to paint the blood vessels back in place. We will use our fourth dimensional sight, or you might call it our psychic sight, and follow the pattern for the body that has been restored in the aura." His small hands worked swiftly and the blood vessels began to appear like magic under his laser wand. Then other members of the team used other laser instruments to paint the nerves back in place. It was amazing to see. Down on Earth, lasers were used to destroy matter. But up here on the mothership, they used lasers to restore tissue and weld it back in place. New concepts, new technology was unfolding right under my eyes. There was no Earth-side explanation for it, but I could see it working up here. I have to say that seeing is believing. Next they took the flap of skin and brought it back over the wound and used the laser to weld it in place as well. It hardly looked like he had been injured at all. I thought of something else. "What about infection? I don't see you using any antiseptics here." I was concerned. "We don't have any problems with infection here. If there are any bacteria or viruses, we just identify their frequency and blast them out of the wound or the surrounding air. Some of your scientists down on Earth are just beginning to learn how to do this now. Some of their methods may seem a little bit primitive to us, but we commend them for working on the problem down there. They are on the right track." The little doctor worked very fast as he explained things to me telepathically. "He is ready to go into recovery now. While he is there, he will have healing energy focused on him, the same kind of energy from the universe as your Reiki energy. This will speed up his healing a great deal. Then we can send him home. Come on." I followed him into another one of the operating suites. He pointed for me to stand near a woman whose arm had been cut deeply. The silver-gray stasis shield had been unfolded and placed in position both above and below the wound on her arm. She was watching the healers at work, first cleaning out dirt and foreign matter before they began the repair work. The little doctor pulled out a small stool and stood on it to be at the working height around the operating table. His hands were small, deft and sure as he checked the wound to see that it was clear and ready for repair to begin. He waited while a woman healer smoothed the aura back into position around the arm. This injury appeared less severe than the man from the mine accident that I had just seen. It was only necessary to bring the muscles back together. There were very few torn blood vessels. The little doctor picked up the tool that looked like a pen and swiftly drew the blood vessels in place and welded them closed with laser light. Then he swept the muscles back in place so quickly that I gasped. The skin was brought together just as swiftly. Soon there was only a narrow red hue where once the flesh had been torn open. That hue will soon fade, and when she has been returned to her home she will simply think she had a little scratch, though she may remember taking a rather nasty fall, the little doctor said. "You mean most people don't remember being here?" I asked. "Most of them don't. We have found that it eases their recovery if they simply think this is all a dream. No need in getting them upset emotionally for no good reason, when their physical body has just been healed. He took me along as he visited other operating rooms, checking briefly to see how each patient was coming along. Then we stopped in a ward where people were lying in beds as they were waiting for their wounds to be stabilized. Some were chatting amiably. None seemed to be in any pain. As we passed another operating room, a new arrival was being set up with the stasis shield. He had a horrible injury to his leg. It had been crushed by a steel beam. "May I try to see if I can find the pieces of steel in his leg?" I asked. "Of course," said the little doctor. I picked up a pair of tweezers and began working. There were several large pieces of steel, and some very tiny pieces. Soon I had a little pile of debris lying beside his leg. That was the surface work. Then I looked deeper into the wound with my laser sight to find stray bits of foreign matter I might have missed. This ability, which I called laser sight, enabled me to look into the tissue itself. Something that didn't belong there showed up simply as a dark spot. "He has some infection, too, but I think I can take care of that," I said. There had been a dark shadow representing this infection that was along the bone. I increased the strength of the light that I focused out of my eyes. There was a slight popping sound as the bacteria was killed and then was vaporized completely out of the wound by the strength of this special light energy. I had used this energy often in Earth space when I had found someone who was willing to accept that this kind of healing could take place. "You do a good job, a good use of fourth dimensional energy that you accomplish with your eyes. Not many Earthlings have this talent." He seemed impressed. "Yes, I know, it seems surprising, but I discovered I could do this about 10 years ago. It has been very useful and helpful to my friends on Earth." I wasn't about to let his compliment turn my head. "I have been told that about 50 people had this kind of talent on Earth at that time, but that as time went on, many more of humanity would be able to do it also. It really does speed up the healing to be able to get the infection to disappear. Can you explain to us what it is that you do?" he asked. "First of all, there must be lots of light. I've found that it doesn't work in low light levels. Then I shift my focus onto the wound. At that time most of my field of vision turns milky white. In the center there is a circle about 3 inches in diameter. This area is extremely clear. Then I can begin to see into the flesh. As my vision goes into the flesh, I begin to see the circulatory system. It appears as 1,000 tiny little red rivers that flow in all directions. As I look deeper into the flesh, I can see an injury or inflammation as a dark shadow. When I increase the strength of focus, I can sometimes actually burn out the inflammation as I did here. Some people that I have worked on say they feel a sensation of heat in that spot. I've helped people with broken bones too. After getting rid of the inflammation, I focus in on the bone and I mentally summon the surrounding bone cells to the spot where healing is needed. I had a friend who was in a horrible automobile accident. She and her date were returning late one night from some festivities on a military post and had forgotten that a security gate was closed at midnight. They crashed into the gate and the steel beam from the security gate flew up in the air and came down on their car. Her companion suffered a broken neck and she had a wrist that was broken in many places. She had 2 pins, 20, stuck into her arm and 2 more put upright in her hand. Then 2 rods were clamped lengthwise between her hand and her arm to stabilize the bones in her wrist as they healed. I used to go to where she worked in a bank and work on her with my laser sight every week for about 20 minutes at a time. When I checked her at a later date, I could see that the new cells have begun rebuilding the break. I would repeat the process to bring more cells onto the site. I've found that the infection doesn't return either. I grinned. I was interested in what her Earthside doctor had to say when she went back for her checkup. He had wanted her to undergo physical therapy for the injury, but she declined. She reported that the doctor was amazed at the speed of healing of the bone. He said he had never seen an injury like this heal so quickly and so cleanly. In truth, she should not have survived the accident, but she did. Of course, I suggest to my friends that it's probably not a good idea to share the information about what I have done with my laser sight. The allopathic doctors on Earth for the most part do not believe in such abilities, at least in their official capacity. They realize that the AMA probably wouldn't like it. But it really doesn't matter to me who gets the credit if their bone is healed. The AMA is committed to the development of vibrant and competitive health insurance markets through which individuals and families can purchase health. Suddenly I stopped talking. The healers working around the patient were looking at me in amazement. Fourth dimensional healing, on third dimensional Earth, I heard someone say. Well, you certainly are welcome to use this talent anywhere in the healing center anytime you like. The little doctor nodded, then turned to the healers in the room. That's official. I'll put it out as an announcement that Kartriya of Earth is free to work anywhere in our healing center on this Pleiadian mothership. The little Zeta doctor had been transformed into a friend and fellow colleague in the task of fixing up the wounds of humanity. I was delighted. He took me along as he raced from place to place, looking after his chicks in various parts of the healing center. His deep concern was evident to all. It was wonderful to behold. And this is how the Pleiadians and the little Zeta doctor took me in as a full-fledged member of the healing teams. I was kept very busy, and was happy to be of service to those who had been injured in some way. I hadn't really been paying much attention, but suddenly there seemed to be more patients up in the healing center of the mothership now, and mainly from the wars being waged on Earth. I felt so very sad for Earth and embarrassed at the same time. Hit the 24th of July 2014. Chapter 4 The Crystal Box. It had been an exciting adventure to visit the mothership, but there was no room for fear, I discovered. That just threw me out of the adventure. I had to learn to trust. That was my lesson. Each time I traveled up to visit the mothership, I was warmly welcomed, despite some of my rather unceremonious means. Rude or impolite, not showing good manners? Departures in the past. They simply acted as if nothing had happened. Sometimes I was teased gently. I was referred to as the earthling who pops out unexpectedly. As I increased my nightly visits, I became very interested in their healing facility, or hospital. Because of what I call my laser sight, I was able to see into the flesh and the wounds of the injured people they were working on. I could see the shadows of their injuries and describe what was wrong with the people. I could also see the debris that had been propelled into the wound. The healers and I discovered that with the tweezers I could remove the tiniest bits of metal or other intrusions from injuries. With my laser sight I could find them all. I was pleased to be of assistance to the healers in return for their hospitality. One day they turned to me and said they knew that when I was down on Earth that I was having a lot of trouble with my legs. They said this was due to metal toxicity building up in my calves and thighs. It was caused by my taking in aluminum by drinking sodas from aluminum cans and using aluminum foil, and also by taking in lead from breathing auto exhaust fumes. My problem was made extreme by the mercury from my so-called permanent dental fillings. I was surprised that they knew so much about what was wrong with my body. It's in your aura, the pains, the weaknesses are all visible. We can see them easily. Would you like for us to help you get rid of the source of the pain in your legs? I was more than willing to relinquish the pains that had slowed me down so much as I walked. Of course. What am I supposed to do? In order for us to work on your physical body, we need to have you actually in the physical body you use down on Earth. Let's end your visit a little early tonight. Go on back down to your bed in your apartment, but don't go to sleep, and don't wake up either. Just hold the same mindset that you do when you astral travel to come up here. That way we can still communicate with you. If you are either completely asleep or wide awake, you won't be able to hear us. So just hold the attitude you have now as you return. All right, and the next minute I was back in my bed on Earth. I heard a slight whine outside my window. I wondered what would happen next. Now we are going to send you some energy that will break up those toxins. Are you ready? I heard in my mind. Yes, go ahead. I trusted them now, for I had seen their healing abilities at work. In a moment I felt a gentle buzzing in my body. It was concentrated for the most part in my legs. It was wonderfully invigorating. That's all for now. Let's see how you feel when you wake up. Now go back to sleep and get the rest that you will need." I gratefully complied. The next morning I practically bounded out of bed, no pain, no strain. Hurrah for healers. I had my full measure of energy to concentrate on the day's activities. At the end of my astral travel visit that night they repeated the process. I heard the whine outside my window, and I felt the buzzing through my legs. "Hey, this is great. Give me all you've got," I sent out impulsively. This time the buzzing was about 3 times the strength as before. It didn't hurt a bit, but it sure did get all of my attention. I drifted off to sleep. When I woke up the next morning, I had a splitting headache and could hardly move. My legs felt rubbery. Becoming vertical was an effort. Constipation became my companion. I put off any astral visits for a while to rest the physical body. Christmas was coming soon and I didn't want to be sick and miss any of the fun. Gradually I started getting better. However, one Earthside friend said she had never seen my aura at such a low ebb. 2 days after Christmas, I prepared to make a visit up to the mothership again. As I was lying there, I heard them say, "Tonight we are going to bring you up to the mothership in your physical body. We will use a transporter beam like you have seen in Star Trek. Just lie still there, don't move. We can do it all for you." I lay there in that state between sleep and wakefulness. I heard the whine again outside my window, and I saw a blue beam come in through the window. My legs began to buzz gently. Then the buzzing rose up to my solar plexus and then my heart. When the buzzing reached my head, I was instantly aboard the mothership. I blinked and looked around. It was wonderful. Colors were more intense, the outlines of people and equipment were much more clear than before during my astral travels. I saw a team of 5 or 6 healers who were all in white coats standing around me. They were both male and female. Some were very short, barely coming above my waist. They walked around me carrying sensors or some sort. These sensors were so strange that I am unable to describe them. We were in an egg-shaped room about 12 feet high. The wall was continuous and crystalline. It glowed with a beautiful pink light. The little doctor, the Zeta Reticulan, led me to the center of the room and had me stand on a metal plate about 2 feet in diameter. This time I followed him in confidence, not in fear. He faced me in one direction and asked me to hold my arms straight out front my body. I followed his instructions. As I looked down, I saw that I was encased in some sort of crystal box from the neck down. It extended out from my body about 3 feet on either side. I could move my head around, but the rest of my body was immobilized. One of the doctors would find something interesting on the corner of the box. He called another over and they conferred together about it. As near as I could tell, it simply was a wrinkle on the corner. Although I heard no voices, I understood what they were saying, so I knew it was telepathic communication. They went all around the box, studying it carefully, making notes. I was uncertain what it was going to mean to me. One of them came in front of me and gave me a smile of reassurance. Then they all stepped back. One of them gave a signal to a technician somewhere and I heard the sound of a small motor. Suddenly, from overhead a large number of great flashes of light descended all around the box. None of them touched me at all. Most of the crystal box vaporized in an instant. The remaining parts of the box lay in pieces around my feet, melting away like ice cubes. I was startled, but felt no pain of any kind. I moved my arms and legs. They worked just fine, moving freely under my command. I stepped off the metal plate. One of the doctors stepped forward, sending me a mental message, "Just a moment, you aren't done yet." They brought out strange new instruments and began measuring my chest area. Sometimes they touched my body, but mostly they worked in the various layers of the aura. They took their measurements primarily in the area of the emotional aura that exists 8 to 10 inches away from the body and all around it. They took readings from this band of energy, in the front and back, down near my knees, from all around me. One took measurements near my feet. I started to turn around for them, but they stopped me and faced me to the front again and told me to look straight ahead. There was a machine with a great camera eye in front and slightly above eye level. They all stepped back again, One of them gave a signal and the great eye glowed briefly. A beam of energy came out of the eye and focused on my chest. It was a bright pink, so bright I could see the whole beam from the eye of the machine all the way to my chest. Then the sound of a bell began to surround me. It was a single pure unwavering frequency. There was almost no timbre, tone, in it at all. It was so pure. I felt something breaking up all around me, even inside my head. My chest began to open up right at the sternum, breastbone. I took a deep breath. Bright pink light now began emanating from my chest. It was surrounded by golden light, both colors forming a cum of energy flowing out of my chest for a distance of several feet. All I could do was watch in amazement. There had been no sensation of pain, only a gentle, reassuring warmth. "There, that's a good job. Now you are free," came into my mind, from one of the doctors. My heart was filled with joy and the light that shimmered out of my chest pulsated with each breath I took. I felt that I had had love unlocked from my heart. It had been there all along but had been frozen as solid as a crystal. It had been unlocked with the sound of the bell. Now this love was big enough to encompass the world. I thanked the doctors for their attention. Their reply was gracious. It was something like, "It was our pleasure to add to your being." Then they added, "Now you must return to your bed on planet Earth and rest. No visiting on the mothership for you tonight." I heard the whine, I felt the gentle buzzing of the transporter beam, and I returned to a sleep that was restful and refreshing. I know that this was a truly a visit in the physical because I could remember the intensity of the colors and the definite sense of touch. For all these reasons, I know that I was transported to a highly technical medical facility for this specific treatment. I was most grateful. Chapter 5: Rescue in the Gulf War. Once the fighting in the Persian Gulf heated up between Iraq and the United States in early 1991, the somewhat easygoing life aboard the great mothership above the Earth changed drastically. All available space on the mothership was turned into hospital facilities. Everyone not needed for running the mothership began to work with the battlefield casualties that were daily being beamed up by the transporter beams from the desert sands of the Middle East. Men who had fought one another as enemies on planet Earth now lay side by side simply as wounded men in the hospital areas of the mothership. For the most part, the healing personnel put a stasis shield in place over the wounds of a man, which radiated special energy that was capable of stopping bleeding and pain. I was simply one of those who were put to work picking out shrapnel out of gaping chest and stomach wounds. It helped immensely that I was able to see into the wound with my laser sight and see the tiny bits of metal. I could pick out the shrapnel very carefully with tweezers. Some of the wounded men were a real mess, but the healing teams aboard the mothership would quickly reconstruct the shattered aura around the body and use it as a pattern to rebuild the torn body. They worked fast and efficiently, and they rarely lost a patient. The little doctor was hardly ever to be seen except tracing from one casualty to the next, checking on what needed to be done for them. During the last 5 days of February 1991, things got really intense. The United States got ready to execute its plan to invade Iraq. There were a number of 8 teams of army helicopters that were sent under cover of darkness to survey the roads that the Iraqi military might be traveling on. The 8-member A teams were to make their reports and get back out before the invasion began. This wasn't easy. Some didn't make it. One night when I arrived up in the mothership during astral travel, I was put to work on an American soldier lying unconscious on an operating table. He had been a crew member on a helicopter that had been shot down behind Iraqi lines. He had taken a direct hit in the chest. Immediately after being hit, he had been caught up in the transporter beam and brought up to the mothership from the battlefield. He was unconscious as they lowered the gray stasis shield down over his neck and all the way to his stomach. As the energy from the stasis shield blocked the pain, he sighed and began to breathe evenly, still unconscious. I stepped up to the table and began probing gently for shrapnel with tweezers through the mess that had been his chest. I found lots of shrapnel from the round of ammo that had downed his helicopter. I laid each piece down by his right hip, and there soon was quite a little pile of it. "This fellow is special," I heard telepathically from one of the healing team. He is one of the survivors of an 8-man U.S. helicopter crew that took a direct hit. And Cartier, he's from Kentucky. Oh. He is from my part of Earth space, I said and glanced at his face. He was a good-looking fellow with a square jaw, and a full head of black hair. There was strength visible in his face even though he was still unconscious. It was strange, there were no injuries to his face at all, only his chest. I went back to work, looking very carefully, not wanting to miss a single piece of the round of amino that had hit him. Where am I? He was waking up and glancing around the room. The healer smiled and nodded to me, giving me the go-ahead to tell him what was happening. Oh boy, here I go. You are in the best hospital. I had to think for a moment, for you can't tell a lie up here on the mothership. It's impossible. The best hospital in the universe. You are going to be all put back together by this team of doctors and healers. You might say they've got your numbers. I could see the other healers smiling at how I had skirted the truth. This was quite true, for the record of the physical body contained in his aura could be likened to numbers, a complete record of his physical body. What about the rest of my crew? We've got another one of them here somewhere, I heard telepathically, but we couldn't save them all, we couldn't get there in time. You'll have a chance to see one of your buddies later, Kentucky boy, when you are better, I told him. Now you just hold still, while I get out all the little pieces of metal that you picked up from that round of ammo. I found a long sliver of the shell and held it up for him to see. Here's a gift, from one Kentuckian to another. And I grinned at him. You're from Kentucky? He said in amazement. I nodded. Then he looked down at his chest and his eyes widened. I don't even feel any pain, he said in wonder. That's right, and you won't feel ally pain with this very special stasis shield in place. It stops bleeding too, and you were really going some when you came in here. He twitched slightly when he heard that. Hold still, Kentucky boy. The one thing you have to do is hold still so the doctors can put you all back together. They can't have you moving around all over when they do that. With that he became a very tractable patient, looking at everything that was going on. He watched with puzzled interest as the healers checked his aura to make sure his nerves and blood vessels had been painted back in place and welded together by their delicate laser instruments. Once they finished with him and had wrapped up his wounds, I walked along with him to the recovery area and watched as they took the stasis shield out. It's time for you to get some sleep now, but I'll stop by tomorrow to see you, Kentucky boy. We've got to stick together, you know. Thanks, see you. And he was asleep immediately. When I arrived by astral travel the next night, I stopped by to see him before I began work on casualties newly brought up from the Gulf War. He was in all open bays among rows of other wounded men. He was awake and curious about everything around him. He moved an arm carefully. It works. Everything works. Even my legs. I couldn't help but laugh. Of course everything works. These healers are really good, aren't they? They can put human puzzles together just fine. Who is that fellow in the next bed? He whispered to me. I took a deep breath and checked it out telepathically. He is an Iraqi soldier that was found on the road to Baghdad near where you were found. He really doesn't know where he is, I whispered back. Oh. His eyebrows lifted in surprise. I wondered about him. I heard him talking in a strange language that I couldn't understand. This hospital is truly a universal hospital, I explained. It takes care of all worthwhile beings that are injured regardless of where they have come from. The people here look at the situation simply as a life worth saving. You are worth saving, you know, Kentucky boy. I know it's true. They told me so. I patted him on the shoulder. I have to go now. I'll see you later. Thanks, I'm glad to hear I'm worth saving. Bye now. When I traveled up to make my visit each evening, I would check in on him. Each day he seemed much improved. His chest wound was healing nicely. He even got to the point where he sat up on the bed while we talked. It was now early in March of 1991. Then one day, while on my job down in Earth space, I picked up the morning newspaper. In it I read a story of a soldier from Western Kentucky who had been a member of an 8-member crew on a helicopter mission that had been shot down. five bodies had been found, but not his. He had first been reported as missing in action. Mia, then he had been found behind Iraqi lines a few days ago.